Visibility. It's the difference between thriving and just surviving in e-commerce, right? If nobody sees you, nobody buys from you.
Exactly. And that's where omnichannel marketing automation comes in. We're talking about integrating email, social media, in-app messages, all your customer touch points, to create this unified experience. The data backs it up too. Brands using omnichannel strategies see a 9.5% year-over-year revenue increase, compared to just 3.4% for single-channel retailers.
That's a huge gap. So what makes omnichannel automation so effective for e-commerce specifically?
Well, customers who interact with brands across multiple channels have a 30% higher lifetime value than those shopping on just one channel. Think about it. Someone might see your Instagram post, check out your blog article, then get an email reminder. Each touchpoint builds trust and guides them through the buying process. And automation means you're doing this consistently without burning out your marketing team.
Right. Staying consistent really matters. Now, you mentioned content marketing. It's becoming essential for e-commerce success. What formats are working best?
Video was identified as the most effective content format for retail and e-commerce businesses. And it makes sense. Buyers want to see what they're purchasing. High-quality videos and images give them that detail. You're basically recreating that in-store experience online, educating potential customers about your products and services.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What about running actual campaigns? How often should brands be pushing out marketing initiatives?
Running consistent campaigns is essential, whether that's weekly, monthly, or around special occasions and new product launches. These campaigns effectively boost brand exposure and sales. The timing matters too. Launch during back-to-school season or the holidays when people are already in buying mode, and you'll see better results. I remember when I worked with a small outdoor gear brand that launched right before summer hiking season. Their sales jumped 40% just from that timing alone.
That's impressive. Now, beyond your own channels, how important is getting external coverage?
Oh, incredibly important. Gaining media coverage, even short blurbs, can significantly increase brand awareness and credibility. When a reputable news site mentions your brand, it's instant social proof. People trust third-party validation way more than they trust what you say about yourself. It's like having your mom brag about you versus doing it yourself. One just hits different.
Ha, exactly. That point about media credibility sets up our next piece, how automation distributes content across channels. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Building visibility across multiple channels can feel overwhelming for e-commerce brands. Amplifier provides a partially automated omnichannel distribution model that helps companies increase organic traffic and build authority in their niche. They're partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, creating and publishing informative blog posts, engaging news articles, audio ads, and videos customized for different audiences and optimized for search engines. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Picking up on media credibility, how exactly does influencer marketing fit into an omnichannel strategy?
Influencer marketing allows brands to work with popular personalities within niche communities to promote products and reach target audiences. It's especially effective for new products or those not yet widely available. You're essentially borrowing the influencer's credibility and established audience. Many cosmetic companies, for example, pay makeup artist influencers to create looks using their products, and followers buy those products to recreate the looks themselves.
So the focus is on tapping into existing communities rather than building from scratch.
Exactly. And then there's affiliate marketing, which enables e-commerce brands to earn revenue through commissions generated by third-party marketers. You're creating an army of people motivated to sell your products because they benefit too. It's performance-based, so you're only paying for actual conversions, only paying when sales actually happen.
I mean, that's brilliant. What about less glamorous tactics? Are there overlooked opportunities brands are missing?
Definitely. Many e-commerce brands overlook traditional text-based content marketing and SEO, presenting an opportunity for those who create educational blog content and optimize their websites. Everyone's chasing the next viral video, but there's still massive value in ranking for informational searches. When someone types how to choose the right running shoes, you want your guide showing up.
Right, absolutely. Supporting customers throughout their buying process, that's really what content marketing for e-commerce aims to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. Whether it's answering questions through blog posts, demonstrating products through videos, or showcasing real results through customer testimonials, you're removing friction at every stage and organizing showrooming activities like in-person demonstrations or online product reviews helps strengthen brand visibility and reputation even further.
So to everyone listening, have you thought about which channels your customers are actually using? If you're in e-commerce, what's the first step you'd recommend for implementing an omnichannel approach?
Start by mapping your customer touchpoints. Where are your customers already hanging out? What questions are they asking? Then create valuable content for those specific moments and channels. Don't try to be everywhere at once. Focus on two or three channels, do them really well, then expand.
Makes sense. And how do you measure if your omnichannel strategy is actually working?
Track engagement across channels first. Are people actually consuming your content? Then look at conversion paths. How many touch points did someone interact with before purchasing? You'll often find that customers who engage with multiple pieces of content convert at higher rates and have better lifetime value. Continuously refine based on what's driving actual sales, not vanity metrics like views or likes.
That makes sense. Focusing on what actually moves the needle. Any final thoughts on why this approach works so well for e-commerce specifically?
E-commerce is inherently competitive. A strong brand presence helps businesses stand out in a saturated market and entice potential buyers. Omnichannel marketing automation gives you that presence without requiring a massive team. You're meeting customers where they are, providing value consistently, and building trust over time. That trust translates directly into sales and customer loyalty.
Perfect way to wrap this up. Thanks for breaking down how omnichannel marketing automation is transforming e-commerce sales and brand exposure.